Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriated.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talcum fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque, like the
chest. Honey and
like
Five, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and Rich, we were robbed of the NCAA tournament, even though the ESPN did a mock NCAA tournament, and it turned out that they had Michigan State losing in the first round. Which, of course, is the team. Michigan State basketball is my sports relief. It is a team that I can watch without the pressure of having to talk about. So I do enjoy that. But nonetheless, that's not happening. But, Rich, as a service to the people, we are doing our own tournament, and it's the best candies. No, we're doing our own tournament, which is actually something I've heard several radio stations do. But no, we
best
are doing
candies?
Best candies, like hottest chicks. There's a station in Detroit, a sports station, and I was there, and they were doing like, if you have to make the best woman, and it was like, I'd take Scarlett Johansson's legs. And, like, you know, someone's boobs. And you're like, okay, well, that's
well,
weird.
Right. Creepy.
That's the way you look at women.
Do you order that online? Is there a place that makes that?
Yeah, look, it's Frankenstein's monster. All right, but, Rich, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, Fred, these are fairly depressing times. I mean, we're all stuck inside of our home. You know, you watch what's on the news. And, you know, I don't know if you guys, but are you going to bed extremely tired at night? Like, it's...
Yes.
You're exhausted. And it's not just having, you know, everyone at the house at the same time. It's just you're constantly reading and thinking about everything that's going on around you, the uncertainty.
I don't read about this anymore because I feel like we're not getting real information. I feel that it's that news sources resort to like panic, like, you know, when there's like going to be like a blizzard, yeah. And like in like you can see the weather people getting aroused,
sure,
like that they're so excited about it. So I don't listen. This is a very severe situation and it kills many people, and you should certainly abide by what the CDC says. But in terms of mainstream media reporting on it, no, I won't look at it. I look at what the CDC says. Because for one thing, I'll tell you this, is that they go, like, be prepared for 18 months. The government's prepared for 18 months. And that was a contingency plan based on, like, apocalyptic situation. Like, they're not planning it to go 18 months. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? And then there'll be something like, well, Trump called it the Chinese virus. And you're like, I don't care. Like, solve it.
You're right.
Like,
right.
you know,
yeah.
like make it go away.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to get caught up in the clutter. So I read the CDC. And I say again, Rich, you'd be proud of me. I didn't leave the house yesterday. I washed my hands. I drank wine. And that was basically my day. You know what's funny is that for the first time in my life, I think being on the radio in the morning is the best part of my day. Like, because we laugh and, like, have fun. And right. Rich did the nerdy voice. Yeah. And, like, that always makes me laugh.
And then so, after like, all that, it's like, oh, yeah, I got to do this.
Yeah, but, I mean, my family's been very cool. But, like, yesterday, because it was raining, like, I just feel so bad for the kids. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, they're
You can
trapped.
See them getting frustrated. You can see them just, like, you know, their aggression starting to rise when they're trapped, you know, like,
plus,
you know, rats
they, like, very much need school. I'm not going to get into it, but they very much, because it's their lives and it's not anyone's business, but they very much need school for a myriad of reasons. And so, like, I feel bad about the whole thing. I mean, there's nothing anyone can do about it, but I just feel bad about it.
So what do they need and what do we need? And that's diversion. Then something to keep your mind out of all this. And last week we tried something just because I think it might have been a caller called in. And they said, hey, bring the yucks. We need some yucks. Can you bust out some old school yucks? And we said, excuse me while I cough, Corona fever. We said, okay, how about we'll do the Yucks jukebox? You just call and request and, you know, make a request and we'll see what we can do. And sure enough, we rolled out a couple of those. And so that got us thinking, you know, without March Madness, we are going to have our own bracket of 16. It's the TNR Moments Madness bracket. I have no idea what we're going to call it. So if you have a clever name, usually...
I would just say, I think what you just said is apropos.
TNR Moments Madness.
Given these times.
Yeah, I was
just like, go, then TNR Virus Madness.
I was racking my head last night trying to think of a name, and then all of a sudden I looked up at the news, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. And then I was thinking, okay, got to concentrate. I'm like, oh, geez, are they really not... Has masks.
Don't look any further. That's perfectly appropriate for these times.
The TNR Moments Madness bracket. A field of 16 going head-to-head with each other and what will end up being the greatest moment in the history of the Toucher and Rich Show. And this is something that we are going to have the listeners help build this bracket. After all, it all stemmed from the Yucks Jukebox. I think each one of us should have a responsibility to think of two to possibly three that you could put on this, or maybe one or two, so there's plenty of room for the listeners. I already have two that there's no question have to make this list. No question. Number one being Praise 108, which is my all-time favorite thing I think we've ever done. Yeah. And Fred, your Incubus interview. That to me is one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Well, that is a high point for me that I got drunk and interviewed a band.
But you the thing that was so pure about it was that you were confused as to how you had gotten that drunk. Like you had no idea. Like almost like somebody had spiked your drink or something.
Now listen, I've been inappropriately drunk on several occasions, and I've owned up to it. That day, I had not had very much to drink, and that, it was weird. I convinced someone spiked my drink that day. Convinced, absolutely convinced. I had had, like, a beer and, like, two glasses of wine, which, by the way, like, that would do nothing to me. And then, I got, like, that, and it was the, you know how when you get drunk, you, like, you know what's happening and everything. Like, went like, boom. And then that's the only time in my life I will ever say that someone slipped me something in my drink.
And you know what? And Fred, I've known you for years, and I can vouch for this. Like, you were so confused as to how that had happened. But the best was the next day you were super worried, and you're like, dude, I might get fired. I had to do this interview backstage, and I was totally drunk, and apparently I really pissed off the band. And what did I say to you the next morning when I got the audio?
You said it's hilarious.
I said, dude, don't worry a second. It's what might be my favorite thing we've ever played.
Right.
And I mean, and the way that they were so pissed off at you was
when you played it. When you
offer the conversation besides booze breath.
When you played it on the air. Well, first of all, you made me feel a lot better because you know I'm getting very paranoid. And second of all, when you played it on the air for me, I realized that the headline was "They're dicks." So, like, it wasn't so much that I was drunk. It's like, dude, you're in a rock band. Yesterday I watched a mini documentary about in 1984, MTV did a contest where you spent a wild weekend with Van Halen.
It's the best.
Yes. And they, like, the guys, like, doing cocaine with David Lee Roth, and they're getting, like, hammered and, like, all this stuff that you could never in a million years do today. And, like, the band's being so cool to them and, like, hanging out and, like, giving them chicks. And then it's, like, you're drunk in front of Incubus and they're, like, what's going on?
Oh,
like,
my, you
know,
goodness.
Like, you know, oh, my goodness. It's like, dude, you're a rock band.
Are you, like, drunk guy on the radio? Is that your gig? That's, like, your thing that you do?
Kind of.
Somehow I think if you... I've interviewed Lemmy and Slash at the same time.
Yeah.
And somehow I don't think that they would have cared.
No, no.
They would have been they would have been right there with me.
There's no question. All right, so that's we're getting a field of 16. File them. Somebody said you got to put the Jim Gray interview on there. That was pretty great. That was pretty fantastic.
How about Crash negotiating his contract?
Oh, that's a beautiful one.
Dude, I have it written down in front of me, but I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to take all the spots on here. But Crash negotiating his contract
at the Green
Bowl was unbelievable.
Okay, those four are what we're going to contribute, because we'll contribute those four. Crash negotiating his contract might be my favorite moment from the show.
I mean,
because it, like, that wasn't... Praise 108 is like a masterpiece, but the Crash negotiating his contract is, Crash pretends not to be that person, but that is Crash.
Yeah.
Like, it, Crash, who I'm still very good friends with and in contact with quite a bit, that's him. As much as he would like you to believe it's not, that is who he is as a person.
I do.
What was that, Crash? What'd you say there?
A dolphin doesn't deserve money, but I do.
The best is when he's up on the stage and he's like yelling, and he's I mean, you understand, he's trying to negotiate his contract and he's blasted out of his mind at the Wing Bowl. And at one point, some guy in the front just goes, "Yeah!" And he just goes, "Shut up, fat guy."
That's why I love this horse.
Well, I mean, that's when he went out. I mean, that's when
that's
he
a
went
different one.
Santa,
right.
That was the Santa pub crawl. Let's all love his horse.
That's my mistake.
Yeah, well, that was when he used to get so mad at me. Remember in meetings, and he'd be like, if we like go and like have a post show meeting in the afternoon, he'd be like, "Fred, I have a life, I have a wife," and he would get so pissed off. "I'm not this character." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm not making you do anything."
Let's all love this horse.
He blamed me. He blamed me for everything. He would just. It was so funny. He'd be like, "All right, dude. Yeah, it's my fault. I'm the one who got you fired from 9NX, and then you've got you the job. And Rich and I got you the job here."
Somebody said, "What about Antonio Brown Fart Week? Where we just went all in and we just did. Did we do like a game where we were made completely out of his own Antonio Brown's farts? There you go. If there's a request for that,
just a whole week of just playing his farts.
No. When we went for a week, just were obsessed with his farts.
Oh yeah. Oh sure. I mean, why wouldn't you be?"
Somebody said, "When you were going off on the emails after you cut off that guy from Carolina," that was pretty funny.
Not one of the top 16.
All right. Well, there you go. We are now taking your suggestions. It's the it'll start probably on Tuesday, so we can get the clips together. The best moments of the TNR show, a field of 16 going head-to-head, and we'll find out and determine which one is the all-time best. At Toucher and Rich is where you can send those suggestions. I don't have a clever hashtag because I don't really know the name of this bracket.
Just send them to Toucher and Rich.
Just send them to Toucher and Rich. We will do that.
All right.
So it's a Game of Thrones.
I like that bit.
I did too.
Like, I don't think that was a bad bit. That's my kid's favorite bit we ever did.
The production was awesome.
Well, John, that's the whole the dumb bits. The whole point of it is the production. I thought that was great. I actually thought that was a great bit. All right.
That one does not have to... Oh, hang on. This is what we needed. We wanted this one right here.
Game of Thrones.
I stand by that bit. People didn't like the Shaughnessy bit, and then, you know, they turned around. All right, wait, I've been told we must break. We will be joined by Danny Roach. So much has gone on, and so much is not happening. Jesus Christ. We've done a lot of dumb stuff. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Dan Roach.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we want some birthday cake. Hey, we want some red balloons. Hey, we want shenanigans. Hey, we want a can of squirt. I like bowling.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich, and you just heard the voice of Dan Roach, who is on CBS, here, WBZ-TV, here in Boston, Massachusetts. He's a good friend. He's allowed to come on the show today, which we would love to happen more often, but we'll see how that goes. Dan Roach, whose children have gone on to do excellent things. His daughter. Now, your daughter has just graduated?
No. Well, she's going to now online. So.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Did they give you any money back?
I don't know. TBD. So I think, you know, they probably will at some point to do the right thing. But it's been a heck of a ride for us from that sense, Freddie, is you know, she's a senior. She was a senior captain of the softball team this year. And 2 weeks ago, my wife and I met in Arizona. She came from Miami. I came from here. And Tori's team played her softball season opener the next day. She had a good first game opener. You know, the contributor, she's a catcher, 1-for-3, stolen base, run batted in, doing all the little things. In between games, she slipped in the dugout on her brand-new cleats and broke her right wrist, or left wrist, rather.
So it's a blessing in disguise that this coronavirus
happened.
I know,
that's what it turned out to be. But at the time, our world was ending. The season ended. Her season ended. We had to fly back to Boston. She had to see a specialist. We had surgery. And her team came home. The season was canceled. The trip to Hawaii was canceled. So
you're happy.
It's been fun. Yeah, it's been great. It's been
great. So the coronavirus
actually... There's no Disney. There's no games. There's no nothing.
Yeah, so you got to feel pretty good, though, because she wouldn't be able to participate. And now no one can.
Yeah.
I know that's how I would feel.
Yeah, but she just wanted to be back with her team, watching the games, helping out any way she could, you know?
Yeah, so. She says that. She doesn't believe that. She's like, oh, thank God they're not playing.
Exactly.
Like, well, that's how I'd feel, for real. Yeah. I'd be like, thank God that, you know, screw them.
He's better than you and me. That's for sure.
Did you see the tweet that Dan Roach put out yesterday? This is one of the reasons I'm glad we're talking this morning, because I'm worried about you. This was at 5:47 yesterday evening. He put, "What a spring it's been for the Red Sox." And he put a bunch of exclamation points. Alex Corrigan, Mookie and Price traded to L.A., sign-stealing scandal investigation results pending, MLB shut down until further notice due to coronavirus, and Chris Sale Tommy John surgery. How you feeling there? You need a hug there, Dan?
Dan, I'll tell you this, is I don't think Chris Sale... I think Chris Sale's got... I bet you he doesn't pitch over 40 games again in his career.
Yeah, well, you know, what's the first thing you see, Fred, when you see Chris Sale, right? When
is
you
that, watch he's, is that he, his motion, yeah. his delivery yeah. is completely wrong, that I know it was effective for him, but it can't last. In the Red Sox are lunatics. Dan, you know, I'm no expert. I have no ability to coach. I couldn't coach high school baseball. I couldn't do any of those things. But I watch Chris Sale's delivery and his body type and the speed of which he pitches and the torque he puts on his arm and how he breaks down over the course of a season. Why in a million years, and I'll ask this question all the time, is that I think that's one of the dumbest extensions ever, ever. In baseball, it's like taking a guy who, I can't give an example like that has blown his knee out three times and giving him $100 million, like he's not going to last as a pitcher.
Right, it's almost like the whole. Remember the Lackey deal when they signed him to a 5-year whatever it was deal. They had in there in a contract that if he needed Tommy John surgery, that he would pitch for the minimum. Salary.
Yeah, the Cardinals got him. Got him for like $60,000 or something.
Yeah, because that's almost what you needed to do with Sale. They just got caught up in the hysteria of winning the World Series, and they were coming off the fact that Lester, they screwed the Lester thing up so badly that they just wanted to show that they would commit to long term to a pitcher like that, and it backfired on them. And I agree with you, Fred. I think he's got one of the most violent deliveries I've ever seen. And unfortunately, the one good thing now is that going forward, at least, is when guys come back from Tommy John surgery, they can come back better, as good as ever.
Yeah, but Dan,
but
not
with
him.
His body type, it's as he gets older with his body type, there's no question about
okay,
it.
Okay, so
he's
Dan,
a high risk.
So Dan, if I'm a guy who can throw, and you know this, read The Arm if you get a chance. There's a book called The Arm. Have you read that, Dan?
No.
Okay. If you throw, excuse me, I'm burping. I'm at home, but if you throw at a certain velocity, you are. It's not a question of if; it's when you're going to blow your elbow out, or you're going
right.
to blow your shoulder out. The Cardinals got a kid that was, I think he was throwing 105, and Hicks, and he blew his arm out. That the violence of that delivery is that, you know what's a more natural delivery is a curveball. Did you know
yeah.
that?
It's not natural. That's why you see softball girls can throw up to 170, 200 pitches in a day because
yeah.
it's a much more natural motion
but did
than
you
it would
know
be what, the curveball.
Did you know? Yeah, curveball is a more natural motion apparently.
If you throw it right. You
right.
know what I mean? That's the problem with the curveball.
So I could nerd out with you all day about this.
I got time.
Right. But he's never going to come. It's never going to get better. He's never going to get better. And I said it when they re-signed him, and Maz agreed. I can't imagine. You're an evaluator of talent. In major leagues, and I, an idiot who is not qualified to coach freshman baseball, can see that this guy has got no future in Major League Baseball. I mean, it's inexcusable. It's an inexcusable signing. And by the way, Dan, he did nothing to prove that he deserved that kind of money. He would break down at the end of every season. It was preposterous what they did.
It was not a smart signing. You know what I mean? There's no question about that. Now he did when he's on, he's as good as you're going to find.
I know that, Dan, but you know he.
Fred, the reason why Dombrowski's fired, one of the biggest reasons is the Sale contract and the Eovaldi contract, right? Because of the money that he gave those two pitchers. Who, you know, everyone knew Eovaldi was heroic, and you know the emotion we saw with the 18-inning win in L.A. And what that meant to the Red Sox in Game 3 or Game 4 or whatever one it was. The effort, not the win, but the effort that he gave in that loss. That was the reason why they signed him. And Eovaldi's, you know, he's had like 16 Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah, I know.
Those two guys. But I'd still hold out hope for a guy like Sale.
Dan, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Unless he changes everything, and good luck with that.
Well, we'll talk about it in 15 months, all right?
Yeah, right. We'll talk about it in 15 months. The guy's going to get $100 million in 15 months, and then we'll see if he can get back on track. He can't play catch.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
That was the shame of it, too. You know, and that's the shame, Fred. When you're around him, like, you know, even someone like you would be like, wow, he's an impressive guy. He really is.
Have a problem with him. It's not an attitude thing.
Also part of the life is emotion. I mean, that's what we all get caught up in.
No, I understand that, Dan.
But you know, I think the Red Sox get caught up in that as well.
Well, then you're dumb. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest guy in the world, and I don't doubt it. He's fantastic. Say he's the most philanthropic guy in the universe. You don't get caught up in that if you're an organization. Come on. Maybe if you're Brock Holt or something, and then you can get him on, like, you know, pennies on the dollar. Then
absolutely.
There's
no reason why they couldn't have signed Sale to a 1 year plus an option, or a 2 year plus a third year option, and that was it. You know what I mean? If they were going to extend him, that would be reasonable. But a 5-1-45 that starts this year is inexcusable. And again, that's why I think one of the big reasons why Dombrowski is no longer the general manager of the team.
But the thing about Dombrowski that I can't understand is that I know he's going to blow up your farm system, and I know he's going to. But they won a title, so you say okay.
Yep.
But he gave Cabrera like a 80-year contract.
He can't even walk around the bases anymore.
Who was their catcher? Come on, he played for the Red Sox.
I can see him too. Big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He gave him Martinez. He couldn't walk. At the end of it.
I know.
So like, it's not like so you bring in Dombrowski and you go okay. Like, Dombrowski makes moves that you and I could make. I mean, I could go get Chris Sale. I could trade, you know, my best prospects and get Sale. I could sign, big-time players. But then he has to give them, like, this gigantic, long contracts that you know at the end. I mean, Cabrera's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the great players of all time.
Right.
But you gave him so much money. And for so long that, like, why? Like, why did you have to do that? Like, you know, you've reached the peak. Now get out of the way.
Yeah. Just like you're trying to win now, and then you screw it up for any future that you have.
Right.
You know, that's the problem that they had. That's the problem that he has. I mean, he wins World Series. He gets them there and everything else. But the cost when he leaves is just devastating.
Be one thing if he just... If he gets rid of the whole farm system, that's fine.
I think we might have some breaking news.
Oh,
we have to.
Yes,
we have the sounder. We didn't have it last time. So.
Breaking news.
But do we have it, the sounder, or are we just going to just roll with it?
What do we think?
Well, we need the sounder.
There we go. This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh yeah,
go John Wallach, go.
according to The Ringer, I am John Wallach. And Tom Brady, it's now official. He's just posted on his Instagram a picture of him signing a contract and has released a statement saying, excited, humble, and hungry. If there's one thing I have learned about football, it's that nobody cares what you did last year or the year before that. You earn the trust and respect of those around through your commitment every single day. I am starting a new football journey and thankful for the Buccaneers for giving me an opportunity to do what I love to do. I look forward to meeting all my new teammates and coaches and proving to them that they can believe and trust in me. I have always believed that well done is better than well said, so I'm gonna not gonna say much more. I'm just gonna get to work. Hashtag year one.
All right, well, much to Rich's chagrin, he's actually signing a contract, pen to paper. I'm joking. All right, but there you go. Well, your feelings on Tom Brady, Dan, that doesn't hurt you as much because that's football.
No, and it was awesome to watch him, you know, play for 20 years. That's a, you know, one of those big thank yous. And now, you know, I'm curious to see how Belichick approaches it with the quarterback position, whether he hands the keys to Stidham. I thought Jeff Howe wrote a really interesting article in the Athletic a couple of weeks ago about Stidham and working with Jordan Palmer, the quarterback guru, and what have you. So I'm curious to see that and where they go from here. But, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, I'm bummed out that I don't get to see him on a daily basis
anymore.
But you
don't care.
I do, Fred. I loved watching him play.
You did like, but your heart is with the Red Sox. What hurt you?
Everything. I think it's fun.
Hey,
that's what I love to do. I can't do anything right
now. Shut your mouth. You, what hurt you more, Brady leaving or Betts leaving?
Betts.
Yeah, it's definitely Betts. I mean, you know, Brady's, you know, how many years left in his career? He's set at three, maybe max.
It doesn't matter. You could. Would you trade? All right. I will ask you this. Would you trade a Patriots Super Bowl for a Red Sox AL winning the AL and going to the World Series?
They're different. Like
No.
Like let me ask you this: you have to
make a decision.
If you told me I could get two tickets to a Patriots playoff game, or two tickets to see a great pitching matchup on a beautiful day at Fenway, I'd take the great pitching matchup on a beautiful
course,
day at Fenway.
Of course, football games are excruciating to go to. Baseball games are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's a superior game.
Score, you know?
Well, I've been with you. You dissed me last year.
Well, we'll do it this year if they play.
They're playing. Come on.
Okay.
What are you drinking?
Coffee.
Liquor?
Well, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, you and I are on the same boat with Sale. And yep. So the Red Sox is not going to be very good this year.
They're going to struggle. But I think it's a fun year to watch. I think it'll be cool to watch what Chaim Bloom does and just how what this team looks like at the beginning of the year and what the team looks like at the end of the year.
I know.
And it's, you know, take it a pause.
All right.
It's going to be a brutal year to watch.
We got
to
go.
I
will tell you this. Tampa Bay wins that division this year. Okay. All right.
Hey, by the way, can I just give a nice plug to my WBZ family of Lisa Hughes and David Wade and all the hardworking people that have been able to keep us afloat at WBZ and give us all the coronavirus updates and everything that they've done?
I've been watching them every morning, as a matter of fact. They've been doing an excellent job.
Chris McKinnon, they all do a great job. I just want to give them a tip of the cap. That's all.
Yeah, I go to Breitbart for my news. All right, well, thank you guys so much. We have to break.
Love you guys.
We are very late. I love you, Danny boy.
Okay.
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We gonna need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's not confuse likes on Twitter pages for journalism in 2020. That's number one. Number two, if you want to go that way, the Patriots would have to decide, okay, we are tearing this down and we are rebuilding and we're going to go trade away a guy in Julian Edelman in the last year of his contract with a base salary of just over $3 million. So if the Patriots wanted to get compensation back, sure, they could try to do that. There haven't been any hints or ideas or suggestions that that's going to happen. And of course, Julian Edelman, I'm sure, would like to join his friend in Tampa Bay. Who wouldn't? Warm weather, no state income tax. Tom Brady's there. It's exactly why players have been reaching out to the Buccaneers over the last 48 to 72 hours since the news broke that they too would like to be in Tampa Bay. I'd like to be in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady at this point in time. I'm quarantined in my house. What do you want me to do at this point in time? That's the way it sort of goes. And so we have a situation here where we can continue to look at players who want to go there. I just don't know how realistic it is. Maybe it's something as simple. Julian Edelman liked the compliment that Deion Sanders was paying him, comparing him to Scottie Pippen and talking about how important he's been to a franchise dynasty through the years.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That is exactly what's wrong with sports right now, is that people go, oh, Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay. I want to go to Tampa Bay. Now,
well, it's the LeBron effect. You know, yeah. I mean, it's happened. You know, we saw that anywhere he goes, people will, you know, play for less money to go there. And unfortunately, I believe that Brady was the reason people did that. Belichick has a little bit of that shine, but it's not the same thing. It's funny, too. It's that story right there is one of my new favorite little side things to what's going on with Brady. By the way, it was officially announced just a couple minutes ago. Brady signed his contract. Schefter's coming out saying that it is a 2-year contract. No word yet on how much money it's for and guaranteed or anything like that. I'm sure we'll find that out soon.
I'm sure it's fully guaranteed, but okay, go ahead.
I mean, you would think so. You'd think it would be $60 million no matter what. But either way, that story right there was yesterday. Deion Sanders tweeted out, by the way, why I don't follow Deion Sanders, I need to follow him because I'm sure there's a little laboule. So Deion Sanders put, if Tom Brady goes to the Buccaneers, can Edelman join too? That's like Jordan without Scottie Pippen, peanut butter without jelly, and iced tea without sugar. Hashtag truth at NFL Network, hashtag game day prime. And that, right there, as I choke on my own words.
Oh, I thought it was a fart.
I wish it was a fart. I can't see. I don't have that talent to cough and cover up a fart at the same time. My body just doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
All right. Well,
but Julian crippled. Edelman liked that tweet, which of course got everyone talking. Julian Edelman want to be traded and go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No, it can't happen.
It has to happen.
It can't happen. No. If the Crafts are listening, which they are prone to do, you cannot let that happen. He knows his brand completely rests on the shoulders of Tom Brady. And they, by the way, he's going to be out of the league in 2 years. Not Brady, it's Brady and Julian Edelman. Let Edelman rot. Let Edelman rot with a garbage quarterback.
I see what you're saying. So here I am thinking of like what would benefit the Patriots, because if I'm the Patriots, I'm thinking, yeah, if you're willing to give us anything of any kind of substance for Julian Edelman, who once again, if you've got Jared Stidham throwing to, it's almost a waste. And you got to think the value of Julian Edelman with Tom Brady obviously is way higher than him going anywhere else. So you wonder what they would give up for him. Hell yeah, if I'm on the Patriots, trade that guy. Get Julian Edelman.
I would trade him, but Tampa Bay doesn't want him. I mean, why would Tampa Bay want him?
Unless Brady wants one familiar escape hatch. And that's the only thing I can think.
Well, I would say you have two first-grade receivers and a great tight end.
If given the opportunity, who does he take, Antonio Brown or Julian Edelman?
Well, he would want Antonio Brown.
Wait, why do you want Antonio Brown?
I would agree.
But if I also think that the two would probably cost a little different from each other.
No. Well, Antonio Brown played league minimum.
No, he didn't. I thought they gave him a $10 million contract, didn't they?
Yeah, no, no.
Or $9 million.
But now he would play for league minimum.
You could get Antonio Brown cheap now.
Yeah.
You think so? There's not gonna, once he's available, there's not going to be like someone.
No, because
there's gonna be dumb teams that will bid like have a bidding war for him.
You're signing him knowing you're not going to have him for a portion of the season too.
Yeah, it's a prove me year, and so eventually you're right. Eventually he will get a deal. But no, you're.
Will he get more than
year?
$3 million? I guess is the question because that's what Edelman's salary essentially is.
League minimum is like $1 million.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, well,
he'd get $1 million.
And either way, there's another story that just came out that apparently Bruce Arians doesn't want anything to do with Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
and he's worked with him before.
I think that Brady will be fine with that. I want Edelman to rot here. With his stupid skateboard, the dumb longboard that everyone can ride, like my dad could ride it. Stupid longboards and his dumb... No. Let him stay here. Of course he wants to go to Tampa Bay. If I'm Tampa Bay, I'm saying, go screw. We got enough. What do I need you for? What do they need him for? Some old-ass receiver. Go screw.
That's only if, and it would be, how funny would it be if Brady's finally like, oh, finally away from the guy. You know, he couldn't catch anything last year.
You know what, man?
Dropping balls all over the place.
You know what, dude? He might very well be like, go screw. Like, I don't care about you. Like, we're friends, but I'm not going to push for you to join this team. And if I'm the Patriots, I'm like, no. I'm not like if I'm the Patriots out of spite, and I'm not making this. I'm not even being cute here. If I'm the Patriots, am I trading him to Brady's team?
John, depends on what you'll get for him. Like if Brady,
John,
really
would
wants
you do
him,
that?
Would I trade Julian Edelman to Tampa Bay?
Yeah,
it depends on what they offer. I mean, the Patriots have been so cold.
Bill
and calculating.
Belichick.
If someone's dumb enough to give you a first round draft pick for him,
oh
then yes.
Well, come on. I mean, he's worth a fifth. No, a second round draft pick for an old ass receiver with 1 year left on his contract.
See, he's an old ass receiver. He's lucky if he's Tom Brady's guy.
He's a fifth or sixth round pick. In return for Julian Edelman.
It depends. You may be right, Fred, but it depends on what the offer is. I think Patriots are absolutely
okay.
Trade
we have to break. Dan's yelling at me in my headphones. He made a good point. It's like a casino where there's no time. All right, we'll get back to this conversation in just a moment.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Milo's favorite player?
Tre Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, Scott, I would say, generally speaking, there are a lot of names. I don't think it's a surprise. We see some of the top running backs on the market. If you're Melvin Gordon, if you're Todd Gurley, if you're Devonta Freeman, why wouldn't you want to play on an offense that has Tom Brady at quarterback, Mike...
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.